Greetings, Hoopsheads. Welcome to Locked On Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. It's Friday, June 22nd. I'm your host, Aliko Carter. All right, draft is in the books. Jacob Evans, very interesting pick and score the ball. Modern NBA wing, they say. Monty Poole over at NBC Sports Bay Area, the stalwart Bay Area NBA guy, says it was the logical pick, considering they don't have Nick Young most likely for the next season, and you can't assume they'll have Patrick McCaw. So they got a 6'6", 210-pound guy. They worked him out twice, most recently a couple of days ago, Wednesday. We're going to get more into Evans and the draft overall later in this show, but I'd be remiss if I didn't say something about this. I feel usually I let my politics come out through the words of Steve Kerr, who is very eloquent and not exactly the biggest supporter of the current administration. You know, of course, we know this, and he doesn't hold back. And, you know, I have really appreciated his voice on these things, and I'm sure we'll hear him speak at some point in the near future. Well, you know, he's kind of off right now, but, you know, in the near future about what we see going on our border. I'd be remiss if I didn't say something about this. Families are being torn apart at the border right now, and kids are, you know, they're being held like livestock in cages. And more than that, they're being given medication to make them more docile. This report comes from the Center for Investigative Reporting. President Donald Trump's zero tolerance policy is creating a zombie army of children, forcibly injected with medications that make them dizzy, listless, obese, and even incapacitated, according to legal filings that show immigrant children in U.S. custody subdued with powerful psychiatric drugs. I mean, what are we supposed to do about this? You know, I can't talk about basketball, you know, when this is happening. And what I'm going to say is there's always people fighting the good fight. And there's an organization called RACES, the Refugee and Immigrant Center for Education and Legal Services, which is doing fantastic work at the border in helping to get immigrant children proper legal representation. And they've raised millions of dollars over the past few days to do this, and they're scaling. They're scaling across the state. They want to make sure that every single migrant child in Texas, regardless of whether or not they are with a parent or not, has legal representation. So go ahead, Google them, read more about them, donate if you want to, but I should hope that we can agree that children being separated from their families and then given drugs to keep them from having the typical reaction you'd expect a child to have when you forcibly remove them from their parents, take their parents away, and then take them to a different place. Crying, wailing, yelling, "Where's my mom? Where's my dad? Why am I here?" I would wish that on no child. Anyway, I'm going to step down and start talking hoops again. You can get this podcast on iTunes, iOS, Google Play, Spotify, and LockedOnWarriors.com. Make sure you bookmark that page. I'm planning on writing a lot more at LockedOnWarriors.com in the future, so I will keep you posted on all that. It's going to be more than podcasts. It's going to be my thoughts distilled into prose. It's going to be fun. You can catch me on Twitter at Koji Tare, KOGITARE, or Locked On Dubs, and or Locked On Dubs. I tweet from both accounts. You can find us on Facebook, Locked On NBA Net, and Locked On Dubs, and on Instagram at Locked On Dubs. Send me photos that I can post. Tell me what to post. As long as it's blue and gold, I'm all about it. I'm trying to capture the essence of the Bay Area Warrior fan. So definitely hit the follow button and send me your picks. Send me your best picks, because it's a fans podcast and it's a fans Instagram. I've been published at Forbes.com and BleacherReport.com. For all my credentials, you can check me out on LinkedIn, A-L-I-K-O Carter. Now let's get to this draft. Jacob Evans comes out of Cincinnati, where he led the Bearcats in scoring and assists. He's a three-year guy, shot 40% nearly from deep in his final two seasons. Bob Myers had this to say. He's kind of the modern NBA wing. Versatile, tough, and a high-character kid. We're thrilled. We weren't sure if we were going to be able to get him. We had him rated higher than he went to us, and he fits a lot of things we do, so we're happy. He's a guy who's defensive-minded. You don't see a ton of college kids locked in on that side of the ball. He has kind of a knack for it, on the ball defender or off the ball defender, and he had a nose for rebounding. So you could picture him playing in an NBA game, and that's the feeling in our draft room, is that you can play this guy. I don't think Steve's going to have any problem putting him out there. So that, you know, that's it. The Warriors have a formula for what they're looking for, and playability is a big part of it, and they don't want a project. Obviously, Kevon Looney was a bit of a project, but Jordan Bell, and that's injuries, you know, more than it is his ability. And you see how much work he's put into his game over the 3 years he's been in the NBA, and you say that project was worth it. But Jordan Bell, not a project. I mean, he's got a lot to learn, don't get me wrong. But getting him with the 38th pick that they paid for, really, really good work by the Warriors brass, because they were able to play him early and often. And so with that in mind, and this is what Bob Myers said, we're going to see a lot of Jacob Evans next year, and I'm pumped to see him in the Summer League. I was thinking this about the Summer League earlier today. You can learn a lot about a player's floor in the Summer League, but you can't learn a lot about a player's ceiling until he gets into an NBA game. So I'm excited to see Jacob Evans, you know, his floor, you know, where he fits in the hierarchy of young players in this league. And then in a few months' time, we'll see him in the Warriors blue and gold on Oracle's floor. By all indications, he's a really hard worker. So that ceiling could be sky high. I mean, that's really what it's all about. The game today requires so much hard work. You can't be, and I hate to call him out, but like a Tracy McGrady. You know, that Tracy versus Kobe thing where, you know, Kobe didn't really respect Tracy that much because Kobe always felt he worked a lot harder than Tracy did. And he worked on his body a lot, you know, and Tracy was not that kind of guy. Did that lead to injuries? We don't know. But anyway, Evans is Kobe in this analogy. He worked his way into the NBA and measured 6.5% body fat at the combine. At the combine. This dude might not have had a naturally just chiseled frame. He gained a lot of weight, gained a lot of muscle over his last couple of years at Cincinnati. But now, he can hang. 6'6", 210, out there with Clay, hanging on the perimeter. Andre, I'm just rambling. Break time. All right, we're back on Jacob Evans, and if his shooting can be sustained, if we can see once he can, you know, it's a lot farther. 23-9, it's a lot farther than the college 3-point line. But a lot of these kids, because the defenses spread and envelop the perimeter so well in the college game now, they're shooting from 23-9, even though the line is a few feet in. And I have to watch a lot more tape of Jacob Evans, but I don't think that he's like that guy who really needs to hug the 3-point line. You know, I think he'll find a way to be productive because he's that hard of a worker. And, you know, I got to give the Warriors credit because they really picked a high character guy. And of course they did, you know. I went with Allen from Duke and, you know, not a high character guy. But they don't. This Warriors ownership, this Warriors brain trust does not draft low character guys. It doesn't even draft, like, guys who are like, he's probably a nice guy. Like, everyone that they draft is just so great, you know? They get along with teammates, they're coachable, they have great work ethics, and this pick is no different. Allen, of course, went number 21 to the Utah Jazz, earlier than a lot of people expected. But Bob Myers was surprised that Evans fell so far and was happy. You get the number one guy on your board at the 28th pick, and you're looking very good. You're looking very good. I remember when the Warriors used to draft, frankly, low-character guys. You know, we had some low-character guys wash out. We had some low-character guys play years for us. 2006, that was a good year. That was the year the Warriors drafted, with the 9th overall pick, Patrick O'Bryant. Yeah, that guy. Ike Diagu, Ekpe Udo, and then there's the guys that, you know, played many years with the Warriors. Guys like Monte Ellis. Loved Monte. Loved watching him play, but not a high-character guy. He famously had that moped incident. He said he couldn't play with Steph. There was that sexual harassment-like deal that they came to, and I don't know if his accuser, who worked for the Warriors, ever got what feels like justice, but that's the way things go down in sports. That's just how it happens. And not just in FIFA or the NFL, but also in the NBA, even though we love our league and it's one of the most progressive leagues in the country, if not the world. Still got some work to do. But that era for the Warriors is long gone. And now the team is just stacked with guys who have great character and can play the hell out of the game of basketball. Jacob Evans should fit right in. 3-year guy. They love 3-year guys. You know, 3 years, sometimes 4 years. I mean, think about it. The guys they drafted. Steph was a 3-year guy, obviously drafted by previous ownership. But Klay, 3-year guy. Draymond, 4-year guy. Harrison Barnes, I think he played 2 years at UNC. These guys are coming into the league more seasoned than the guys who are coming in the one-and-done kind of situation. And I honestly think that they tend to come into the league more humble. Quick break, and then I'm going to come back and talk about the rest of the draft. Okay, so DeAndre Ayton went first to the Phoenix Suns. We kind of knew that was going to happen. The Luka Doncic Trae Young trade between the Hawks and Mavericks shook things up a little bit. Shout out Shiki's guy Dante DiVincenzo going number 17 to the Bucks. A ton of trades up and down the draft. It's kind of hard to make heads or tails of it, honestly, at first glance. And I really am looking forward to Summer League so that I can kind of sort out who's where, who's who, and how we expect them to perform once the real season starts. Coming in at number 60, Kostas Antetokounmpo from Dayton. Small forward. This is going to be fun. He was traded to the Mavericks from the 76ers, who got their pick from the Rockets. Yeah, it's hard to keep track of all of this. The Warriors did have a pick in the second round. It went to the Nuggets in a previous trade. The Warriors, as I've discussed, were trying to buy into the second round and somewhere in the 30s. And no one bit on their offer of $5.1 million. Teams are learning from the Warriors about the value of draft picks. There's no more gut feeling choices. I mean, if it comes down to a gut feeling, it's after hours and hours of hours in the war room trying to figure it out with really smart people surrounding you. Don't just give it away. And if you give it away, it better be a slam dunk. Did I just say slam dunk? I'm covering back. You know, that was bad. That was bad. My bad, y'all. But yeah, teams used to give away draft picks. They used to just, the Warriors, used to just throw them into deals like they were nothing. How does a team end up with no draft picks? They're incredibly valuable, especially first round draft picks. They're worth the money that the Warriors were putting out there. Not just because it's cheap young talent that you can more easily mold than, you know, older guys who are set in their ways and also cost a lot more money, but also because you're not trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. I mean, the Warriors are like a concept album. They have a theme, you know? There's albums and then there's concept albums. And concept albums are built around a theme, and the Warriors theme is something like, you know, excellence through hard work and fun and, you know, all that stuff mixed in together without any of the bad stuff, you know, and there's plenty of talented players coming into the league this year, just like there are every year, more and more every single year. But if you're built on a theme, then you're trying to find players who fit that theme, and it's much easier to find that round peg than to try and fit a square peg into a round hole. And, you know, I'll say that about Nick Young. Nick Young was kind of like an octagonal peg, you know, almost a circle, but not quite. He never really quite fit in. Caspi didn't work out. You know, these are guys who are seasoned. They've been in the league for a very long time. I think Caspi was drafted the year Steph was drafted. Nick Young's been in the league longer than that. And they're not going to be Warriors anymore. But think about how many of the guys the Warriors drafted that they still have. And think about how many guys the Warriors drafted who've been integral in making things happen. Harrison Barnes, for example, even though he disappeared in the finals. Excited to see Jacob Evans and all these other guys and young players from around the league in summer league. But the Warriors did just win a championship still. You know, I know the draft was very recently, of course, the NBA awards ceremony, which is a stupid show that should go away, is on Monday, which incidentally is my birthday. I will be coming to you on my birthday, but I can't promise I'll be sober. But yeah, the Dumb Awards show, they're going to give the award to James Harden. Who knows who's going to win DPOY? You know, it's really funny because, as I said in a previous podcast, of course the MVP is LeBron, even though, you know, the stats, you know, James Harden had the best stats and everything, you know, well-deserved if we're doing it by best player on best team. But if we're doing it by the most valuable player, then it's LeBron. There's the same thing with Draymond Green and the DPOY. Like, Draymond is just so good at on-ball defense on all five positions and off-ball defense as far as being on the perimeter and in the paint. He's just so much better than everybody, and he makes everybody around him better. So whoever wins DPOY on Monday, we know who the real DPOY is. What else have they given away? I mean, they already gave away Coach of the Year, right? We know who it was. You know, we got to figure out who Rookie of the Year is. This is so dumb. It's just like a whole show for just a few awards. I'm going to miss very much the press conferences. We'll never have a moment like the Kevin Durant moment from 2014 ever again. Think about that. And it's just this long show, like, kind of what's the point of it? Especially, like, because we have the ESPYs, which are also kind of, sort of pointless, but at least not nearly as pointless because they touch all the sports, they give away a ton of awards, you know, it's just a somewhat worthwhile experience. But the NBA awards, why? Money. I mean, Turner wants money. Let's do an awards show. Let's make more money. I'll tell you what, I won't be watching it. I never have. Well, never have. I didn't watch the first one. I won't be watching this one. I'll probably follow on Twitter. But what I will be doing is going back over my notes, going back through the season, and starting next week, giving you retrospectives on everyone who played in a Warriors uniform this season. I'm going to step off and enjoy these first throes of summer. I hope that you all enjoy your weekends. And for everyone out there celebrating Pride this weekend, happy Pride. I've never done a podcast about the NBA in the summertime before, so this is a new experience for me, and I would love to hear from you about, you know, cool segments to do in the summertime. Eventually, the podcast is going to go down to 3 days a week, probably sometime after the Summer League. But that's still a lot of show to fill, and I want to know what you want to hear from me. So definitely hit me up on Twitter, Kogitare, Kogitare, and Locked On Dubs, and follow both of those accounts. That would be much appreciated. I have my own ideas about what I, as a hoops head, would want to hear and see and listen to over the summer. You know, so I'm going to be talking a lot about kicks. I'll definitely do some history lessons. We're still going to be going down the Reddit hole. Going to be talking Summer League, obviously. Going to keep track of where these Warriors are, what they're going to be doing. I know that some of them are going to be there, but they're probably already on vacation. But there's golf tournaments, celebrity golf tournaments that they're doing. There's more China trips. So we're going to be covering all that and more over the summer. But I still want to hear from you. All right, have a wonderful weekend and stay thoughtful, Hoops heads.